with the case of At-Tahara, the purification. In the last time, about Al-Mani, Wal-Mazi, Wal-Wadi. Al-Mani, it's mean it's the semens which come from the man, and this Al-Ghusl will be obligated. And also for the woman, we found also the woman also, she must be in full ghusl to wash all her body, include the hair too. And related to the ghusl, we have something important too. Some of us go to the gym, for example, and after he spent some time in the gym, you find yourself going for shower. And when you go for shower, you're gonna find men around you naked, and they don't get embarrassed at all from themselves. And you find you as a Muslim, you find yourself also facing and look for the awra for the other people. Same thing for the sisters. The sisters who always have a membership also in gym, she may find another woman in the room or in the changing the clothes room, she found her also naked. Is that allowed in Islam? Of course, it's haram, and you must avoid all this. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. That's fitna for the Muslim, especially in a country like that. When you go for gym for male and female, and the man he be exactly under exercise, he may find somebody with awra. As you know, the awra for the man start from the belly bottom up to underneath, that is the awra for the man. And the woman, all of her body is awra, is a private part. Related to the ghusl, كان بنو إسرائيل, the Banu children of Israel, كانوا يغتسلون عراة, facing each other. They used to take a shower without any clothes, and they used to face each other without any embarrassing, except موسى عليه السلام. نبي الله موسى عليه السلام كان عندما يغتسل كان يستتر. He has to find a wall or a mountain in order to take a shower, and he never take shower in front of the children of Israel. Related to this, we need to open the topic today related to the body of the man and the body of the woman. Both of them, male and female, is awra for each other if they are a stranger to each other. We agree about that. There is no any permission for any Muslim today to go to the gym and look for the woman running in a machine, play exercise, aerobic class, whatever it is, how do you call it, yeah, Riyad? Aerobic class, something like this, and he said, I'm playing gym. La ya akhi, fear Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Sister, fear Allah tabaraka ta'ala. You are not permitted to go in a mix. Yes, a male could go with the other male to avoid to look for the other men while they changing their clothes or while they take their clothes off. And also the same message for the sister. We cannot do that. This is not for a day. And the evidence is Abu Dawood and Nisa'i عن أبو يعلى ابن شداد رضي الله عنه وأرضاه. He's a companion of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said إن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رأى رجلا يغتسل بالبراز. The messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he found a man, he taking ghusl in al-barraz. Barraz mean like the bathroom for us today, barraz. But he took shower or he took ghusl naked in the front of the people without any satr, without any partition. The Prophet saw him, saw the man, and the one who narrated al-hadith, Abu Ya'la ibn Shaddad, one of the companions, said the Prophet, he saw a man taking shower without any partition. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sa'ad al-mimbar wa hamad Allah wa athna alayhi. The Prophet, he stood in the member and he said alhamdulillah, then he praised Allah tabaraka ta'ala, then he told the people, إن الله حيي ستير يحب الحياء والستر، فإذا اغتسل أحدكم فليستتر. الله is the most one who loves الحياء والستر، the modesty and the modesty and the recover. حيي ستير، he like to cover the secrets of the people. And Allah تبارك وتعالى is the most one who will be in a state in modesty. فإذا اغتسل أحدكم، if any one of you taking shower or taking ghusl, فليستتر. He has to find a place to go and hide or to be or to take a ghusl behind what? Abortion or a room or a curtain, whatever is. You cannot do that and act like the others. Some of the Muslims, when they are not practice the Islam in this country, they act like the disbeliever. They start to do like them. It's haram. You are not allowed at all to do that. طيب. This is will open a question for us about the wife and husband. Can the man, he show himself completely naked in the front of his wife? Can the woman show herself naked completely in the front of the man, her husband? This is a question the community needed today. When I have a sister send a question to me, she said her husband, when he had a meeting with her for almost 5 years, he had a meeting with her from over the cover, and he told her, it's haram for me to see you and haram for you to see me. So he has a meeting with his wife in the dark room for almost 5 years and from over the clothes. Mujahid smiled. Is that allowed in Islam? Right. Look at this. We agree in order to open this class, we agree there is no any embarrassment. Because a problem for the Muslim Ummah, they get embarrassed to ask this kind of questions. Sometimes the people came, wallahi, in different masajid. They came to me, ya Sheikh, how far I can go in relation with my wife? Which part is permitted to me and which part from the woman is not permitted to me? The people are scared too much from this area. Why? Because we get embarrassed to ask. طيب, I'm telling you, here is the messenger of the Ummah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he bring the secret relation between him and his wives. If the messenger of the Ummah came in the member and he explained the relation between him and his wives, so how about you and me? Can we open it or not? طيب, look at this. The question again. Can the man, he look completely to the body of the woman? Can the woman can look completely to the body of the man, her husband, I mean, or his wife? We're talking about the legal marriage. Look at this. The dalil is البخاري ومسلم عن عائشة. في البخاري ومسلم عن عائشة. أصحاب السنن mention that a man came to the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look for this hadith, very important. قال يا رسول الله عورتنا أو عورتنا ما نأتي منها وما نظر. The man came clearly in the front of the Sahaba. He came to ask the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, talking and ask about the awra, awratuna. It's mean our private parts. Let's call it awratuna. Awra, awratuna, it's mean our private parts. He said, ma na'ti minha wa ma nadhar. Which one it will be, or which part you look at it and which part you hide it? Which part you look at it? It means the man, when he looked at his wife, which part of the woman he has permitted to look at it, and the same thing for the sister when she looked to her husband, which part from the man she could look and which part of the man he will be forbidden for her. They ask who wake up with me, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look how is his answer. فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم احفظ عورتك. Keep your private parts. It means secure it, guard it, hide it. احفظ عورتك. Hide your private part. This is the hadith, ya Riyad? لا. Look at the second part of the hadith. Hide your private parts. إلا من زوجتك أو ما ملكت أيديكم. Except from your wife and your hand. Your right hand what, ya Saeed? Right hand what? Position. We don't have right hand position, captive woman or anything like that, because the captive woman, it will take the same situation like your wife. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clearly, he said that the man, he has to keep, when the companion asked him, which part I am permitted to look, and which part from the woman, from my wife, I am not permitted to look at it. The Prophet ﷺ answered, احفظ عورتك. Secure it, hide it, except here is 100 line from your what? Wife and what? Wife and what? Right hand?
Captive
woman. You got it? طيب. More than that, look at this. أم المؤمنين عائشة رضي الله عنها وارضاها. She described the ghusl. And both of them, they took a ghusl, the Prophet and Aisha together. Look at the hadith. Al-Bukhari wa Muslim, the most authentic book after the book of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, agreed upon of the whole ummah. What is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did? What's Aisha she said? Narrated by Aisha, your mother, Ummul Mu'mineen. قالت Aisha رضي الله عنها وارضاها كنت أغتسل أنا ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من إناء واحد. We used to take a shower and غسل. Mean غسل. I and the messenger of Allah from a same jar. And she described how they took غسل together. Look at this. فقالت عائشة تختلف أيدينا فيه. He used to hold the water for me, to give it to me, to wash my body. And I used to give my full hand of water, to give it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to wash him. كانت تختلف. Sometimes when I take it, he stop. And when he take it, I stop to help each other in ghusl. And look at this. فيبادرني. And he always give it to me first. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam help her first. To give her the water, to wash her and wash him. فكنت أقول دع لي. It's okay, يا رسول الله. Leave it for me. I will take care about myself. So now, when your mother, she said, both of them without clothes. Is there any Muslim today make it difficult in his life to say, I cannot look for my private part for my wife? And my wife, she's not allowed to look for my private part. Who said that? Who is qualified after these two hadiths? Clear it from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Related to this, take it from me, inshallah, and I am responsible about this. You are allowed to enjoy your wife, and your wife, she's allowed to enjoy you, because if we have the meeting in the dark. We have the meeting in the dark. How is you'll be excited by the woman, and how is the woman will be excited by you? Wallahi, this is extremist, is not allowed. And the whole part of the woman are lawful to you, and you meet the woman in any kind of condition except one part, which Allah mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah. To come and meet the woman from where? From the back. everything in the woman. And listen for this carefully. The fuqaha, before I search deep in all the books and all the four schools, the first fuqaha agreed about something very important. Fuqaha, it's mean the scholar of this ummah. If the Sharia doesn't mention and keep silence for any kind of matters in Islam, it's mean halal and lawful. Again, if the Sharia keep quiet, doesn't mention it clear, everything became halal. Some people, they came and asked me deep question about the relation between the husband and woman, which one, so and so and so. I said, everything is permitted for the woman from the man, and everything permitted from the woman to go and is lawful for him and lawful for her, except to get the woman from the back. This is haram. قال تعالى في كتابه الكريم في سورة البقرة وآتوا النساء نساؤكم حرث لكم نساؤكم حرث لكم. Your women are permitted to you to enjoy her. نساؤكم حرث لكم فأتوا حرثكم أنا شئتم. And get your woman anytime you want, except from what? From the back. This is prohibited in Islam. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. That is not the behavior. How many Muslim women send the question to me and said, my wife, she want to get me from the back? Said, Astaghfirullah al-Azim. And any woman, she accept that. And she give it to her husband. Both of them are cursed by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Even if the man use his force or his power to get it, the woman, it's haram, cannot at all agree with him. This is haram. And the woman, she has a permission to go and ask for divorce if her husband, he fail in this situation and he like to act like the disbeliever. Haram totally. Anything else, to look to the woman, to enjoy the woman, enjoy to the man, everything else without any detail. Everything else in the woman without any detail, both of them to enjoy each other. Both of them to enjoy each other, all right? Except in exactly in the bed. And you have the rest of the question, or the rest of the detail, you could, inshallah ta'ala, go for it. طيب. Related to this, before you leave, sometimes a mani come to my clothes. Some of the mani, what's the mani is, yaqi? Mani is mean what? Spirits, right? Touch my clothes or touch the clothes of the woman. What we have to do? We have another questions. We know the dog is impure. I'm walking in the street and the dog came to me because the dog is out, dogs of out of control came to me and they put his mouth in my clothes while I'm going to the masjid. What I have to do, Sheikh Ali? In order to enter the masjid, can I take my pants out and I enter the masjid with underwear? What I'm gonna do? How I'm going to pray? This is a question also we need. As you know, yes, we agree that the dog's, his mouth and saliva, the saliva of the dog. We have one hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Sahih Muslim and Abu Dawud wa Ahmad wa Tirmizi. Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِذَا وَلَغَ الْكَلْبُ فِي إِنَاءِ أَحَدِكُمْ فَلْيَغْسِلْهُ سَبْعًا إِحْدَاهُنَّ بِالتُّرَابِ. If the dog came to your plate, or to your bath, and start leak, or drink the water, or drink the milk from this plate, or this bath, you must take this bath or this plate and wash it how many times? Seven times. إحداهن بالتراب. One of them must be by what? Dirt, dust. You bring it from the street and you have to bring. Some of us today and the seculars of the Muslim Ummah today, come on, ya Sheikh. What are you talking about? Seven times we have something liquid now. They sell it in a supermarket. You could use it. We have a dishwasher machine. We have so and so. What are you talking about it? And as I told you before, more than 150 scientists, scholars from all over the world, the disbelievers, they became Muslim because of this hadith. Yes, the man in Germany, he got a blade and he bought a milk for the dog. And then he bought the milk for the dog. The dog came and licked the milk, drank the milk. He said, I will prove, and he has like more than 500-600 scholars or scientists from all over the world. I will prove that Muhammad is a liar, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah shut his mouth. I will prove it to you. He took it, and then after that he washed it one time with a hot water and soap. And they got this blade and they put it under the microscope. They found the what? The germ is still what? Alive. He said, I'm going to do some more better quality, better kinds of soap, more hot water, more than 100 degrees. And he washed a blade and he put it under the microscope and he found the germ still alive. Subhanallah, with hot water, is still alive. The professor for this ummah are graduated by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He never graduated from Harvard or Columbia University, graduated by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He washed a couple of times and the germ was still alive. Then after that, what did he do? A science, Muslim scientist, he told him, Wallahi, he will never die. You must wash it seven times. One of these seven must be by dirt. Okay, I'm going to follow what you said. He washed it seven times and he got a dirt and he cleaned it one time. Could be the first time or the last one. It doesn't matter. The hadith did not say which one, which dirt, first time or the number seven. This is not in our count. After that, they found the germ has been killed. And 150 scientists from more than 15 years ago in London, all of them, they became Muslim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Tayyib, related to this, I know the mouth and the saliva for the dog are impure. It came to my plate, came to eat from my jar, from my bath. It's, we have to wash it this for seven times in order to make this bath or this jar clean. But what about if it's come to my clothes? Brother Saeed, now I have the question, can I wash my clothes seven times too? Related to this rule, can I have to take my clothes and also? La. The scholar, they said no. If the dog came by his body and touch your clothes by the body, if nothing at all, no water, no purification, everything is clean, you don't have to worry about it. But if the dog came by his mouth and start to smell you, and he open his mouth and grab you from your pants, from your clothes, for anything, this party became impure. What you should do, go and clean it one time by water. Clean. That is actually what the fiqh and the ulama agreed about, that one time the part, you don't need to take the whole bent, you don't need to which area, you take it and put it under the water and clean it by water. You don't need soap, you don't need nothing. That's what the ulama agreed about. Before you leave, about the mani, it's come in my clothes. What we have to do? Can I take the whole pants and I throw it in the washing machine? La. The answer is no. So what we do? Aisha Ummu al-Mu'mineen radiallahu anha wa ardaha. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi al-Bukhari wa Muslim. Authentic hadith. Qalat kuntu afruk al-mani min ala thawbi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bi adhfiri idha kana yabisan. Wa kuntu akhsilhu in kana ratiba. What does that mean of the hadith? When I saw the mani touch it to the clothes of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if I found it dry, the mani dry, after became dry, I used to clean it by my nails because it's dry, and that's it, the case is finished. وإن كان رطبا, إن if I saw the money wet, still wet, I used to take it and I wash it by water. Situation exactly in Islam, it is like that example. Somebody come to the masjid and after he exactly pray, he found money dry. His salah is accepted or not? Accepted, inshallah ta'ala. You don't have to worry about this area because you don't know what happened to your clothes. Some of us are related to this. I came to the masjid. I checked my underwear. I found my underwear has like part of al-mani, but dry. Part of the urine, but dry. Part of my clothes in the back, and I found some little bit of different color, yellow color, because of the stool or the gas. And I finish my salah. Can I wash the, I repeat my salah or not? If you need to know the answer, you are appointed to see me tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. We ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to accept and to teach all of us. Allahumma taqabbalna wa aqbal minna. عنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها ذكها أنت خير من زكاها ارحم أمواتنا وأموات المسلمين توب علينا توبة ترضاها قبل الموت اللهم اهدي أولاد المسلمين ونساء المسلمين وشيوخ المسلمين انصر الإسلام وعز الإسلام في كل مكان علمنا بما علمت به كثير من خلقك واجعلنا من الراشدين واجعلنا من الذين يستمعون القول فاتبعون أحسنه اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها ذكها أنت خير من زكاها ارزقنا الجنة بغير سابقة عذاب أدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار قنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب النار اجعلنا متحبين في جلالك وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله جزاكم الله خيرا سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله This class will be in our website www.masjidmanhattan.com إن شاء الله if you need to review it for you and your children جزاكم الله خيرا السلام عليكم